Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jack Mitchell is here, too. Jack is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our favorite people on the planet, chairman of the Mitchell's Family of Stores organization, a probably now four-generation family business. His second career, I'm proud to say we helped him launch here. His Hug Your Customers book became a series and a movement, and in my opinion, is still important. We're human beings, we're analog humans. We need high touch, and Jack's the best at it that I know, teaching us not just the physical connection, but the metaphor of hugging people through our values. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very, very much. And yes, indeed, I thank you for helping me launch my hugging career, if you will, and putting that into context of our family business, which, as you just indicated, is we've been in business since 1958, and my mom and dad started it. My brother Bill and I and my wife Linda, the second generation. We have six of our seven third generation sons in the business, and we're working on the fourth generation. So, but we started in 800 square feet, and you've been in the stores.
Oh yeah,
stores in Connecticut, Westport, Greenwich. We have local brands as we've acquired stores over the years, like Richards and Wilkes Bashford in San Francisco, Palo Alto, Mario's in Seattle and Portland. We have shared values, but we have the same values, the same culture. We try to, at least. We're not perfect, obviously, but we're all about making people feel great.
Well, you're an example.
That's the product we sell.
You're an example, Jack. Your company, and I've seen this in other companies, but it's not as prevalent as I wish it were. But what you do, and a couple other companies that I know about, one of them is very big. You have proven that you can be wildly successful and profitable, and everybody be financially and personally happy and successful while treating people right, having good values, treating people right. There are a whole lot of people out there who think the only way to make money is to squeeze whatever you can get out of people and just basically throw people away. I've seen it my whole career, and that's the only way to make a profit, and that is the wrong attitude. You are a walking, talking example of how you can be successful and treat people right. In fact, it's the best practice. You've proven that treating people right is the best business practice.
Thank you. We always say people are our most important asset, if you're thinking in a financial term. And so for example, through all of this challenging pandemic period we've gone through, I mean, we have not laid off or furloughed anyone. Now, we have had, first of all, we always believed, because of our data, we were very, we have these four values of customers, relationships, data, and excellence. We look at the data, and we absolutely know that we need happy associates, and if they're happy associates, they'll be happy customers. So that's where we are. So we've really tried very hard. We had no debt. We have nine stores throughout the country, San Francisco, Palo Alto, Seattle, Portland, Oregon. Anyway, it's very important that our people are working as a team.
So even for the weeks and months while you were shut down, literally the doors were closed, customers could not come in and spend their money. Even during that period, you paid your people every week and didn't lay anybody off.
Exactly. Now that can't go on forever. Obviously, we were blessed. We did get some PPP money from the government, and as I said, we started to say we drew down our line of credit. But we've always believed that cash is king, the emperor and the empress are the customers.
Right.
The customers are the center of the universe. But, of course, we know that we have to run a profitable business, and we always have to make sure or ensure that we ensure the financial success of our business. So, for sure, we will do that. We will survive. I mean, just think of the businesses quickly that are out of business. I mean, Brooks Brothers just declared bankruptcy yesterday, right?
A 200-year-old
company.
Barney's
is gone. Neiman Marcus is, and Rudolph Goodman are bankrupt. J. Crew is bankrupt. And you can go on and on and on. So we will survive, but we work hard, but we also work through the values that we mom and dad started and we've codified and
One of the things that I've watched you guys do, which I've been happy to chronicle on this show as a model for people, is that while you were dealing in very analog methods of treating people right, connecting with them, talking to them, knowing their names, and I'm talking customers and employees, while you were doing the very analog human things that need to be done, you were also in a parallel universe ramping up your technology to help you. That was your technology wasn't in front of you. It was undergirding your human efforts, wasn't it? Isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the technology that we have, candidly, I'm proud to say, I think is second to none. I mean, we have since 1989 in our store in Westport, and then as we've grown in these other stores, we've implemented the technology. So we know, it's all been focused in the beginning with the names. I mean, if somebody calls you up and says, is James there? Or they call me up and say, is John there? I hang up, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows you're Jim, and everybody knows I'm Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Simple things like that we have. So, but we have an online business. It's a growing business. I'd love to have you and all of your listeners check us out. It's Mitchells.com. And you can see what we're selling online. And we have a very, very robust system, a very easy system to use. And that we did some online business, obviously, during when our stores were closed.
As much as I encourage you to go to Mitchells.com, folks, if you ever get a chance to go in one of their stores, one of their 9 stores, it will be a retail experience that you've never had before. I've been the beneficiary, the recipient of their love more than once, and it's pretty cool. We're going to come right back and talk some more with our good friend Jack Mitchell. Folks, he's one of us. He's a small business owner just like you and me, and he's making it look good even in these trying times. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.